Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 19. Further Talks with Prakashananda, Part 4. The Sum and Substance of Mayavadi Philosophy. Lord Chaitanya admitted that Shankara Acharya was an incarnation of Lord Shiva, and it is known that Lord Shiva is one of the greatest devotees, a Mahajana, of the Bhagavad school. There are 12 great authorities on devotional service, and Lord Shiva is one of them. Why then did Lord Shiva adopt the process of Mayavadi philosophy? The answer is given in Padma Purana, wherein Lord Shiva himself states, Mayavadam ashashastram prachanam bhaudam uchyate mayaiva vihitang devi kalau brahmana murtina. The Mayavadi philosophy is nothing but veiled Buddhism. In other words, the voidist philosophy of Buddha is more or less repeated in the Mayavadi philosophy of impersonalism, although the Mayavadi philosophy claims to be directed by Vedic conclusions. Lord Shiva, however, admits that this philosophy is manufactured by him in the age of Kali in order to mislead the atheists. Lord Shiva himself states, Brahmanaschaparang rupang nirgunang vakshyate maya sarvasvang jagata api asya mohanartam kalau yuge vedante tu mahashastre mayavadam avaidikam mayaiva vakshyate devi jagatang nasha karanat. Actually, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has his transcendental body, but I describe the Supreme as impersonal, and I also explain the Vedanta Sutra according to the same principles of Mayavadi philosophy. And in the Shiva Purana, the Supreme Lord Narayana says, Dwapara dau yuge bhutva kalaya manushadishu swagamai kalpitai swangcha janan mad vimukan kuru. In the beginning of Dwapara Yuga, directed by my orders, many sages will bewilder the people in general by Mayavadi philosophy. In the Padma Purana, Lord Shiva personally tells Bhagavati Devi, Srino Devi pravaksyami tamasani yathakramam yeshang shravana matrena patityam jnaninam api apartham shruti vakyanam darshaya loka garhitam karma swarupa tyajyatvam atra cha pratipadyate sarva karma paribhrangshan naishkarmyam tatra chokyate paratma jivayor aikyam mayatra pratipadyate. Oh, my dear Devi, sometimes I teach Mayavadi philosophy for those who are engrossed in the mode of ignorance. But if a person in the mode of goodness happens to hear this Mayavadi philosophy, then he or she falls down. For while teaching Mayavadi philosophy, I say that the living entity and the Supreme Lord are one and the same. Sadananda Yogi, one of the greatest Mayavadi acharyas, has written in his book, Vedanta Sar, the absolute truth of eternity, knowledge, and bliss is Brahman. Ignorance and all products of ignorance are non-Brahman. All products of the three modes of material nature are covered by ignorance, and all are different from the supreme cause and effect. This ignorance is manifest in a collective and individual sense. Collective ignorance is called Vishuddha Sattva Pradhan. And when that Vishuddha Sattva Pradhan is manifest within the ignorance of material nature, it is called the Lord. And the Lord thus manifests all kinds of ignorance. That is why he is known as Sarvajna. Thus, according to Mayavadi philosophy, the Lord is a product of this material nature, and the living entity is in the lowest stage of ignorance. That is the sum and substance of Mayavadi philosophy. But if, however, we accept the import of the Upanishads directly, then it is clear that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a person with unlimited potency. For example, in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad it is stated, Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate, natat samaschabhyadikash cha drishyate, parasya shaktir vividhaiva sruyate, svabhavati jnana bala kriyacha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the origin of everything, and he has multiple potencies. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is transcendental to this cosmic manifestation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the origin of all religion. He is the Supreme Deliverer and the Supreme Possessor of all opulences. Thus, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is just like the sun, profusely distributes his energies while being situated beyond the cloud of this material cosmic manifestation. He is the master of all other masters, and he is the supreme of the supremes. Lord Krishna is known as the greatest Lord, the Personality of Godhead. His energies and potencies are multiple and variously distributed. And it is also stated that Lord Vishnu is the supreme, and that saintly persons are always anxious to see his lotus feet. Om Tad Vishno Paramang Padang Sada Pashyanti Surayo Diva Chakshur Atatam Tad Vipraso Vipanyavo Jagrivangsha Samindhate Vishnur Yat Paramang Padam. In the Aitareya Upanishad, it is also stated, Sa Aikshata, the cosmic manifestation came about when the Supreme Lord glanced over material nature. This is also verified by the Prashna Upanishad, Sa Ikshang Chakre. In the negative descriptions of the Supreme Lord, which occur in the Vedic literature, just as in the phrase Apanipada, there are indications that the Supreme Lord has no material body and no material form. However, the Supreme Lord does have his spiritual transcendental body and his transcendental form. Because the Mayavadi philosophers misunderstand Krishna's transcendental nature, they explain Krishna as impersonal. But the Lord's name, form, quality, entourage, and abode are all in the transcendental world. So, how can Krishna be a transformation of this material nature? For everything connected with the Supreme Lord is eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge. In effect, Shankara Acharya preached Mayavadi philosophy in order to bewilder a certain type of atheist. Actually, Shankara Acharya never really considered the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, to be impersonal or to have no body or form. It is best for intelligent persons to avoid lectures on Mayavadi philosophy. Rather, we should understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu is not impersonal. God is a transcendental person, and the basic principle of the cosmic manifestation is the energy of God. Yet, Mayavadi philosophy cannot trace the energy of the Supreme Lord, but all the Vedic literatures give evidence of the Supreme Lord's various energetic manifestations. Thus, Vishnu is not a product of material nature, but instead, material nature is a product of Vishnu's potency. The Mayavadi philosophers understand Vishnu to be a product of material nature. But if Vishnu is a product of material nature, then Vishnu can only be counted amongst the demigods. And one who considers Vishnu to be a demigod is certainly mistaken and misled. And how this is so is explained by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, Tribhir Gunamayar Bhavayar Abhya Sarvam Idam Jagat Mohitam Nabhi Janati Mam Abhya Param Avyayam Daivihi Esha Gunamayi Mama Maya Duratyaya Mam Evaye Prapadyante Mayam Etang Tarantite. Deluded by the three modes of material nature, the whole world does not know Krishna, who is above the modes and inexhaustible. And this divine energy of Krishna, consisting of three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto Krishna can easily cross beyond the material nature. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 19, Further Talks with Prakashananda, Part 4, The Sum and Substance of Mayavadi Philosophy. Recorded August 22nd, Balaram Purnima, 2021, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. One day, Balaramaji called to the gopis, "Come dance with me." He came their pain, for he and his brother are the same. To satisfy their heart's desire and set their mind and soul afire, they danced the whole night long and sang a transient gentle song. To them the Lord was very dear. He made their hearts bereft of fear. The moonlight filled the sky, while peacock birds began to cry. "My dear Yamuna, please come nearby." But with those words she gave a sigh. "You wretched river," then said he, "I'll make you surrender to me." Yamuna then became afraid, falling at his feet she prayed, "O powerful personality, please excuse me.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Balarama Ji.